Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Wednesday morning, if you're just getting started, it's 7:35. And today is March the 27th. Also want to remind you that if you want to reach out to the OPT Network, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can go to our website. Once again, the address, www.onpointcxmas.com. Or simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Well, as you're getting your morning started, spring break is underway for most. I think for many, today, if they're still in school, I know for us, is the last day. So we want to remind you that there are still some school zones that are flashing those yellow lights that you see in the morning. But guess what? No buses, no kids standing at bus stops. But still, some kids in various parts of the state are still in school today, being their last day. So we want to remind you that as you are traveling into work or whatever you're doing today, please slow through those school zones, especially the ones that you just notice are flashing, because they're still very critical. And this morning, as we were dropping off, you know, people are in such a hurry. And I tell you about the accidents that we see all the time just to make you more mindful. As we were getting ready to turn, there was a lady right at leaving, I mean, just out of the school zone, that ran a red light and almost hit us this morning. So I'm telling you, you might as well give yourself enough time to get there safely. And if you haven't given yourself enough time, just slow down, because the life that you could save, you know what? It could be very well your own. And as I was thinking about that this morning, as we talk about school zones and talk about safety, you know, we're still seeing way too many people on mobile devices in the mornings and throughout the day. And I know it's become a way of life, but I'm telling you, one mistake, one wrong move, and it could hurt yourself and others. I know it's tough, but it's a habit that we all, and I'm talking to me too, we all need to get in the habit of putting the cell phone down. Or if you've got to answer an email or you've got to see who's text you, then we need to pull over to safe spaces and do it there. There's too much happening, too much going on. And as kids are out for spring break, I've been saying it every single morning this week, a lot of kids are unsupervised. A lot of kids are out and about. The weather is beautiful. And they're so happy to be out of school that they're out and about. A lot of kids are playing. I know just in our neighborhoods, kids are playing basketball. They're riding skateboards. They're riding bicycles. And unfortunately, a lot of these kids are participating in these activities with headsets on. So that's even a double whammy, because they can't even hear the cars that are coming. So I am asking you to be responsible, not only for yourself, but I'm asking you to be responsible for the kids that are out there during spring break, and make sure that you're watching out for them, not just in the morning, but all day long. Okay, so it's just a reminder. Switching gears this morning, you know, there was a new study out, as we're talking about kids, that's talking about the amount of media that our kids are absorbing. And I thought it was a really, really good article, and we wanted to share it with you this morning. Studies have shown that excessive media, the use of excessive media, is causing problems in school difficulties in sleep and eating, and even in obesity. And so as we look at, and we're always talking about these mobile devices, these computerized devices that our kids are caught up in, they're saying that they're causing excessive problems. And even in our own home, we decided, you know what? We were going to do some things, but we wanted, as your kids get older, it's a great teachable moment. Because if you have kids and they have any of these devices, you know that they love them and that they are consuming. They can be all consuming.
And so what we decided is that we were going to use the devices as a teachable moment. And we said to Deuce Christmas, we said, you know what? You're spending way too much time on the video games. And we said, you know what you need to do is learn to police yourself. And so in that moment, what we decided is that we were going to use that opportunity to teach him about responsibility. And so after I read the article and it talked about limiting the screen time and offering other options, non-electronic options like books and newspapers and board games, you know, where did the time go where, you know, people and families don't use board games anymore? Or even watching television with your children is another option that they've given. And they said that, you know, the time has got to be cut down. And so even before we read the article, we noticed the same issues in our home, the video games. But of course, now at our house, the video games are only played on the weekends. But even to that, we said, you know what, there still has to be some discipline. And so what we did is we kind of gave Deuce enough rope to kind of hang himself. And we said, you know what, since you have been unable to police yourself, then we need to have a conversation about it. And so we said, look, you're old enough now, you're 13, and you should be able to determine when enough is enough. So what you do, instead of having someone to police you, learn to police yourself. And you come up with a time that you think is fair for you to play the video games or be on the computer or the iPad or whatever it is. All those things combined, you come up with what you think is fair and we'll discuss it. And so in this moment, what his dad and I decided is that as our child is growing up and getting ready to move to the next level, which is high school, we've got to teach them about discipline. Because before you know it, our kids will be out of the homes, they'll be going off to college, or they'll be going on their own. And discipline has to be taught, and it has to be an understanding. Because parents are not always going to be there to say, okay, Johnny, that's enough. So we have to teach them to discipline themselves. And so as we sat and talked about it, we thought, okay, we'll give him the opportunity to do this instead of imposing our will. But what the study is saying is that only 1 to 2 hours of screen time is enough. And I think everybody's got to get together with their kids and as a family to determine what's enough. But when kids are playing video games to the excess where it's causing sleep deprivation, where it almost has become an addiction, if you will, and they're sitting in front of television screens or video games, computer games, to the point where they're eating in front of them, they're not getting any movement, any activity. This is a problem. And the reason why we wanted to talk about this particular article is because kids are out on spring break, and that brings the opportunity for more screen time. So what we're saying to you this morning is just as a suggestion, it's a conversation that families need to have. And maybe there need to be some other things in position, like teaching our kids about reading and learning to love adventure through books or information, learning knowledge. And that's an important quality that each and every one of us needs to learn to teach our children. Everybody, it's Wednesday. It's 7:44. And today is March the 27th. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. We'll be right back.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And I'm going to tell you, I say it every single morning, and I hope it's not just in jest. Sometimes you just have to stop and take a look at your insurance, even if it's your auto insurance. We have become a community, a world that is filled with legal suits, and we have become litigious. We need to make sure that we have enough insurance to cover us, to make sure that we are on point. And there is no better person or insurance agent to do that than State Farm agent Rosa Fields. She's got an incredible team, and they're always on point to help you understand what you have, what you've had, and even what you need. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. 318-487-1881. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. This seems to be the season where a lot of people are purchasing cars. Well, Hixson has it. An incredible showroom, an incredible team to help you, whether it's new or used, whatever you're looking for, Hixson has it. You can go to their website at www.hixsonhasit.com, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Also want to remind you about something incredible that's going to be happening at the Business Incubator. They're presenting their open kitchen. And for their open kitchen, they're going to have a food tasting event. It is going to be happening this Thursday, March the 28th. And now if you have a passion for food and you're looking to turn that passion into a career, you know how we're always talking about these great cooks and people with great ideas like catering or baking or whatever it is, then the Central Louisiana Business Incubator can provide you with the necessary support services to become a food entrepreneur. They have constructed a fully licensed, shared-use commercial kitchen. And if you have not seen it, it is absolutely incredible. In fact, the last event that they had was so jam-packed. There were so many people packed into this beautiful kitchen that they were out the door. We were out on the sidewalks. People were everywhere to get a look at this kitchen. And so for local entrepreneurs who are wanting to start a food business, or you're catering, or you're baking, or you're a food vendor, on and on and on, producers of specialty food items, anyone who's interested in starting a food-based business, this is something you cannot afford to miss. It's going to be happening again this Thursday, and it's going to be after work, so it's going to be from 7 to 7:30. Now, what they are asking is that if you want information about how to get your license or your permit or insurance and access to funding, this is an event that you definitely want to be there for. And the food tasting is going to be just the icing on the cake, so to speak. It consists of kitchen tenants who are having their baking, or they're doing their special dishes, and they're going to be available for you to taste. And so if you want to participate in this, they're asking that you go ahead and call and make a reservation so that they won't have such an overflow. If we're talking to you this morning, here's the number, 318-561-2299. This is an event that is free, and it is open to the public. And you know what? I just feel that there's somebody out there that feels like they have got a great gift in the kitchen, that you cater, or you're always the person who brings those great dishes, and you would love to learn how to parlay that talent into a business. And for many, that is the hardest thing to do, to figure out how to turn that gift that you have into a moneymaker. And I'm going to tell you, there's no greater resource in this city than the Business Incubator. And we talk about the incubator all the time, because what they do is they take those businesses in the infancy stage, and they help you to grow it. It's almost like having It's having a team around you that understands entrepreneurship, that understands business, that understands business plans and how to help you go and grow to the next level. So if that's you, again, you can make your reservation by phoning 318-561-2299. Now, switching gears, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. As our kids are out of school, it's a time, I know for me, for reflection. It's a time where hopefully we have a little bit more time to spend with our kids. Well, we have had some of the most incredible authors reaching out to us to share their books and their stories and their messages. And for that, we're grateful. And this morning, we're going to be talking to a lady that's talking about moms raising sons to be men. And it's all encompassing. And if you're a mom, I know that I do this, and I'm sure you do as well. We're always questioning if we're doing the right thing, if we're making the right decisions. We're all trying to grow our boys up. And this is no knock on girls. But with boys, I think it takes a different sort of dynamic to help, for women to help their sons become men. And so this is a conversation that we think is critically important. And it's especially in the wake of some of the news reports that we're hearing about young men. And as they go off and go away from us, we'll see what happens is, what we're learning early on is that before your young men go away, we've got to put some things in. We've got to make some specific impartations. And a lot of that for us, and I've said this before, DC and I talk a lot about telling our son who he is. And when you tell your children, especially your young men, who they are, then when they leave the nest, so to speak, they go out into the world, they have a clear understanding of who they are. And you know, my mother used to tell us all the time that you must stand for something. Otherwise, you'll fall for anything. And sometimes she would say to us, standing for something could mean that you have to stand alone. And no one ever really wants to stand alone. But what we are really trying to cultivate in our young men are strong young men that know who they are and have a clear vision for their future. And so last night, and really the last several months especially, we have really been imparting into Deuce and really listening to him. And sometimes the hardest thing for moms to do is to get their sons talking. And so as we're talking to our kids, and I hope that you are during spring break, and not just during spring break, but all the time, and asking them open-ended questions, questions that they just can't give a yes or a no about, but questions that make them open up to the possibility of who they are, where they are, and where they're going. It's all about raising young men that are going to be productive and that are going to be innovators for this generation. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our author, and we're going to be talking about her book, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. It is an important conversation. Stay on point.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, federal credit.
Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 3 minutes after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, March the 27th, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, American Wholesale Mattress, and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, I've already told you that we're going to be talking about moms raising sons to be men, is the title of Rhonda Stoffe's new book. And you know, as mothers of boys, we have a special calling, says Rhonda Stoffe, to shape the future of men. And not just men, but God-fearing men. And for those of you just meeting Rhonda Stoffe, she is a popular speaker. She is a mom of two sons, and she is a teacher as well as a pastor's wife. She's joining us all the way from sunny California this very early morning, and we welcome her to her very first time to the OPT Network. Rhonda, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for welcoming me with that wonderful drop of sunshine that's 3 hours ahead of me.
I told Rhonda, as I tell all of our guests on the West Coast and who are on Pacific time, that we send our energy and our goodwill, and we thank them very early on for getting up and sharing with us so early in the morning.
Thank you.
But Rhonda, I want to start with before we start with the book, I want to start with you. Because I thought it was so critically important to talk about the fact that when you wrote this book, you had not started out or intended to be a writer. Let's talk about how this this gift, this vision was birthed in you?
Well, wow, there's so much. It goes back so far. I love teaching. That's my passion, teaching youth and college age and women. And I've been doing that for over 20 years. I had written, I'm involved with the California Southern Baptist Convention Ministers' Wives. They do a big conference retreat every year in California. I've been involved with it for 13 years now. And one of the years that I was the coordinator for the event, I wrote a woman's devotional. It was a 52-week devotional for ministers' wives once a week to go just get their heart in the right place before they went and tried to minister to people. If you know anything about being a minister's wife, which I am, it's a unique ministry. I love it with all my heart. So I wrote that for these women. The Southern Baptist Convention had contacted me a couple of times. I distributed it on a disc to these pastors' wives and said, you need to get this published. We really love it. So I read a book on how to get published, and it was, you know, push, 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 market yourself, go to the conferences, try to get a minute with an editor and sell yourself. And I looked and I closed the book and I said, Lord, that is not who I am, and you know it, and I am not going to do that. So if you want me to be published, here's my arm, drag me through an open door, but I am not kicking any doors down. And I closed the book, and I really thought I was off the hook, because I'm not a writer. I'm a speaker, but not a writer. And I dangle my participles, I run on my sentences, not a writer. So I thought, okay, that was my get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mm-hmm.
I read the book, and there's nothing I can do about that. So I was at an event back at the Minister's Wives Retreat the following year, and one of the speakers there, her name was Cindy McMenamin, and she ended up sitting with me for lunch.
And you know she's been on our show.
Oh, no, I didn't know that, mm-hmm. but it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting at lunch with Cindy and talking about my life, and she was just asking great questions like Cindy does, and she grabbed my arm and she said, why are you not a published author? And I said, why would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, because your stories need to be heard. And I started to cry.
Wow.
And I said, you know, Cindy, I had this conversation with the Lord, and I said, you know, if you send someone to drag me through the open doors, I'll go. She said, well, do you have anything that you wrote? So I gave her a copy of that Minister's Wives devotional disc. She called me a week later and said, I'm going to help you write some book proposals. I'm going to help you get published. She goes, Rhonda, writing is just teaching on paper. She said, I get phone calls from women in prison that had a copy of my book that I would never have been able to talk to, but someone sent my book to them. And there's that click in your head, writing is just teaching on paper. I'm like, oh, then I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, for a year, she called me once a week and helped me write 5 book proposals. And then when the time was right, she contacted her editor, put me in touch with him. And they love the idea of the Minister's Wives devotional. And they eventually want me to do it. They didn't want it to be my first book.
Wow.
They wanted it to, it's too small of an audience. So I went ahead and gave them the proposals I gave them, met with them and my editor and the president of Harvest House. And from a one sheet that I have, he pointed to the Moms Raising Sons to Be Men and said, you didn't write a proposal for this one.
Wow.
And he said, that's the book that Harvest House needs. And so that's how this book came about.
Amazing.
Kind of academically.
Amazing. And you know what that speaks to? The whole story speaks to possibility for all of those authors
yeah.
out there that are thinking and that are trying to birth a book. I cannot tell you how many women we speak with on a daily basis that have a book in their belly. And this is why the connection between women is so critically important, because you didn't really know Cindy.
Not at all.
And but God put her there and made that divine appointment for the next thing that he had for you.
Yes, and it was definitely a divine appointment, which has been wonderful, because as I've walked through all of these steps, it actually took me a year to write this book. My poor editor, I would write a chapter, send it to him, and I'd get it back with markings all over it like a term paper. And I'm like, why am I doing this? But it took a year back and forth to get the chapters completed.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was quite an adventure. And now they're actually looking at my next book proposal next week. There's 2 proposals. Again, I turned in one proposal, and the president of Harvest said, what about this one?
And so this from a woman who's not a writer but a teacher.
Not.
Look at how God works. So let's switch gears just a little bit and tell
sure.
us how the conception of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, how was that, how did that come about?
Well, This actual topic I wrote for a huge homeschool convention in Modesto, California, and I spoke on it about 10 years ago. And I was amazed because I thought I was going to have, you know, a fairly okay crowd. And it was standing room only. The women packed the walls, standing all over. Moms want to know, how do I raise this boy? Mm-hmm. And I think for my own self, when I was raising kids, you have the ideal of the kind of mom you're going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you know you're going to be patient and kind and loving and generous and thoughtful and
you hope
teach you think this, you're sure of it, and that kid in the grocery store that's throwing a fit for the candy bar, you're like, oh, my kid will never, and you have all these ideals,
right.
And then you have a child and you say, have the candy bar, just don't throw the fit, and you find yourself responding out of, you know, whether it's just stress or tired. You know, I never realized how tired you could be till you have your first baby.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to a point where, honestly, my daughter was 4 and my son was a newborn, and she said something to me that just stopped me in my tracks. She said, Mommy, I know you cannot wait till we grow up so you can do whatever you want.
Wow.
And I just was like, no, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. I want to do this. This is what I've always wanted to do. And yet I was giving my children this impression they were an inconvenience.
Mm.
So I knew that I wasn't the mom I wanted to be, and I knew I needed to get some answers. I bought some How to Be a Good Mom books, made lists, and really those lists just showed me the ideal, again, that I wanted, but mm-hmm. gave me no... nothing was able to change me to become that mom that I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed, I looked around at kids in our church that were really great kids, and I just said, we need a mentor. I need a mentor. And that's where I found women in our church, older women. The Bible talks about the Titus 2 women teaching the older
mm-hmm.
women. And that's where I went for those resources. And these women were amazing. And some of them, they weren't perfect parents. They were just very honest. And they were the things that they did right, they taught me. The things that they wish they would have done differently, they were very vulnerable and transparent about it. You know, how many of us know that when we have a mistake in our life, we teach much more passionately anyone who will listen how not to do what we did. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it was a really great experience for me. So that's really what this book is. This book is just a Titus 2 woman reaching out and mentoring to other moms.
Absolutely. And I think that this is critical because not only are we talking to moms, but at the top of the show before we came on, you and I started talking about there are numerous, and I don't even know what the statistics are, but there's single moms out there. And so this is going to be a conversation that is going to be, I think, enlightening for every mom. And so mm-hmm. I want to start by talking about what the first key is in helping our sons to become men. And then in that realm, because of the fact that women think differently from men, so how do we fuse those two together, the way that we think and the way that men need to grow up to be?
You know, I think one of the glaring points that comes to my mind is my son Brandon, when he was just mama's boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the sweetest, like I'd take a nap and the girls are like, you took a nap again? And he's like, Mama, did you get rest? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, my
mm-hmm.
boy.
mm-hmm.
And when he hit about 11 years old, he became this junior high, emotionally, you know, challenged. And he very much was, he wasn't an awful kid by any means, but he wasn't that same person.
Mm-hmm.
And so relating to him, I couldn't relate to him anymore in the same way if I wasn't going to lose him.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn, number one, what kind of communicators are men? Well, men don't communicate face-to-face. They communicate shoulder-to-shoulder. I mean, if you watch any guys hanging out together, they're very rarely at Starbucks face-to-face having a conversation unless it's a, you know, counseling, mentoring, purposeful meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They communicate while they go and do the things that they love to do shoulder-to-shoulder. And so I found if I would try to sit my son down face-to-face and have a conversation with me, I wouldn't get a lot out of him. But when I would be shoulder to shoulder, and with Brandon, it was up and down a mountain. We live 40 minutes from town on a mountain on a ranch, and that drive can be long.
Mm-hmm.
But it forced us to have conversation, and there were times I didn't want to have the conversations because I was tired, but it was scheduled because we had that trip. And advice to moms, don't just let them put their earbuds in. Don't just leave the radio on.
Mm-hmm.
But let that be a time when you're commuting.
Mm-hmm.
That you're, and not every time, if it's always this deep thoughts by mom, they're going to be like, oh, no, here we go again.
Exactly.
But just talking with them. We have an older son. His name is Tony. We did not meet Tony until he was 15 years old. He was in my husband's youth group. And I talk about Tony in the book and how he became our son. He called me one day and he said, oh, I just saw a movie. And I know I'm not a big black football player, but it so reminded me of our family. And I said, I know, me too. And he said, I cried all the way through the movie. I said, so did I. It was so precious. And that's really how Tony came into our family. But to have conversations with him, to try to sit this boy down and say, I'm going to talk to you now about girls, was not something that was going to be welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a Jeep that he would sit and work on out in our driveway. And I would just go sit in the Jeep while his head was down in the motor doing what he was doing, and I would communicate with him. And then the conversations came out of that. So learning how men communicate is a huge part of being able to talk to them.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to take a time out. It's 8:16, everybody. You're on point, and we're talking about moms raising sons to be men. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish,
fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle serves Voiles Parish. For any and all insurance information and needs, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. This morning, if you're just joining, it's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is, of course, Wednesday, March the 27th, and we're joined by Rhonda Stoppe. She is the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. It is an incredible conversation, and during the break, Rhonda, we were talking about that age when our boys start to become young men at that kind of those, what they're now calling those tween years. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of mothers are struggling with how to keep that connection where we can no longer treat them like babies. And some moms still have not realized that and still try to treat them as though they are babies instead of young men. But how do we keep that connection and yet instill the necessary values that they need and the information that they need to help them to become men?
Well, I think what I've seen moms do, my husband was a youth pastor for 18 years, and then he's been in adult ministry for the last 13. So one of the positive things about that is you get to watch a lot of people with their families. You get to watch a lot of people raising their children, and you can learn from that. And before my son became an adolescent, you kind of tell yourself, well, that's not going to be the way mine and my son's relationship is because we're really close.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned through my own experience, and a humbling one that it was, is that when you see other cultures, you know, they might have a ritual of becoming man. You know, they go on walkabout, they, you know, walk on coals, whatever it is. They come home and everyone goes, you're a man. And in our culture, there's really not a ritual that we can say is manhood, except don't be a mama's boy. So they start at that certain age wanting to grow up and be a man, and they want to pull themselves out from under being a mama's boy. And moms have a choice. We can either hand them their manhood or they're going to fight you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't fight you for it, then they may just become a mama's boy, and your daughter-in-law is not going to like you very much one day. So what I had to learn was, what does that look like? My son had always, you know, answered to me and, you know, for the chores and things like that around the house. And all of a sudden, it wasn't just, can you sleep off the porch? It was this power struggle
mm-hmm.
for, I want to do my own thing. I'll do it when I get to it kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to really relearn, how am I going to interact with this young man? And for my own self, my husband stepped in. He got tired of seeing me, you know, be kind of frazzled at the end of the day. And basically what we did was I stepped out of a majority of his instruction and let my husband be involved in that. For single moms, because I know all the single moms right now are going, mm-hmm. well, that's not going to work for me.
Exactly.
And if their father is involved in their life, even if he's not in the home, you can still rely on him if he's a good and God-fearing man. But I have a lot of friends, and the book Moms Raising Sons to Be Men talks a lot to single moms. And I have friends who did not have a husband in the home, and some were widowed, some were single for other reasons, and yet they found male mentors. And a lot of places you can look for that is in the church or in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And the book gives a lot of advice to single moms about that. But it's learning to, an interesting story. My son started working for a man in our church. His name was Ken, who was meticulous about what he wanted my boy to do. And I think he was probably 13 or 14 years old. He'd go to this man's machine shop and work. And I was amazed at how hard my son would work for this man. And then if he were at home, the work he would do wouldn't be nearly the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn through a man's eyes the value that my son put in getting the affirmation from his boss, as opposed mm-hmm. to, you know, well, I'm your mom. Why won't you do it for me? It's mm-hmm. like, well, you know, you need to see, what am I going to let go? What am I not going to hold to the perfection? And know he's learning a work ethic from another man, which is mm-hmm. extremely important. So I think for moms that are trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with this young man, another thing, women, our need is to be loved. You know, that's our longing is to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to keep hugging on them and loving on mm-hmm. them and thinking that's their need also. And yes, they want to know they're loved by their mom, but they want to be respected. That is the need of a man, is to be respected. So it's mm-hmm. how do I show this young man I'm respecting him as a man, as opposed to wagging my finger at him as a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
you know, and some of the cautions I can give to mom that I talk about in Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, don't correct him in front of his friends. You know, I think a lot of times I've seen moms try to shame their kids into obedience. And boy, that's a sure way not only for him to not respect you, but for his friends to not only not respect you, but be embarrassed for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I really share in my Moms Raising Sons book that you want to make your home a place where he brings his friends to interact, because that's the best way we're going to be able to teach our kids how to interact with others, is if we're observing it. But you don't step in the middle and say, don't talk to your friend like that.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till later. And you know, and we were talking about teaching them to think.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that conversation made that person feel? If you were gossiping about your friend with that friend, when they leave, do they worry that you're gossiping about them? Your character is at stake here. Luke Smallbone is a musician for King and Country. I don't know if you know them. They were just on Jay Leno. And I got to interview Luke for the last chapter of the book. And he has a quote that was so good. He said, "My mother always made it a point to have the hard conversations with me. My parents taught me to think.
Mm-hmm.
They were good at answering my questions by taking the time to walk my thought process through the answers. They helped me learn to weigh out consequences of my actions." He goes on to say, "With perfect balance of love and discipline, that said, I am for you. I believe in you. I see who the real Luke is. I know God has something in store for you."
Absolutely. And I think that as you were talking, Rhonda, about the differences of where men are as opposed to women, it becomes almost a conundrum, because we still want to be loving and affectionate to our boys, but they are getting to the point where they are becoming young men and do need to be respected. And I think that for many women, many moms, it has a lot to do with control.
Oh, yes, that's a big word. And that's one of the topics in my book is control freaks raise freaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we think the more we control them, the more that we're going to keep them from making mistakes, the more we're going to keep them from making bad decisions. And here's what we have to remember. Number one, men learn from their mistakes. So where better to make those mistakes and to learn how to recover from them than under our own protection in our own home, so we can teach them how to process the mistakes that they've made, how to repent of it, how to ask forgiveness, how to come back from those mistakes. If we keep them in such a controlled, safe environment, then they don't know how to recover if they're out on their own and something goes out of their control or they make a decision that they regret.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I want to talk about for those single moms that are listening, that, as you said, and every woman knows another woman who is single, who is doing her very best to raise a boy and to teach him to become a man. And the adage has been that a woman cannot teach a boy to become a man. But unfortunately, this just absolutely cannot be true, because there are too many women that are raising young men and are raising them to be good men. But for those moms that are struggling with the transition, what would we say to those mothers that have to be mom and dad? They can't have the sweet side after dad has imposed the law. And then mom can come back and say, well, this is what dad was doing and this is why. So now you've got to be mom and dad. How do we help those women?
Well, first of all, I would tell you, you're not alone. Moms, you are not alone. God's more interested in the man that your son becomes than you are. And there is a scripture in Isaiah 41 that the Lord says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And you're in good company. There are a lot of single moms. I have one of my best friends, we've been friends for years, that has raised amazing children as a single mom. And it's not impossible, but I think it's finding good mentors. It's not trying to go it alone it's such a busy time raising kids anyway, and we can forsake looking for mentors. We can forsake looking for support, whether it's through a church ministry, putting your children in youth groups. You know, my husband was a youth pastor for 18 years. I can't tell you how many times moms would come to me and said, you know, what your husband said to my kid, I've been saying forever, and they won't hear it. They came home and it was as if the first time they ever heard it, they were amazed. So it's putting them in a place where they can be taught, and it's easy to say, I'm too busy to add something else to my life, but sometimes we get caught in that captivity of activity, mm-hmm. and we just let our kids, you know, do all the busy, busy things in life. It's choosing, those things are good, but these are the best, and I want to put my short season, because we get like 18 years
mm-hmm.
with these kids.
Absolutely.
This is a short season. How am I going to purposefully raise them to be a man of integrity, to be someone that when they walk into the next generation, we can trust them with the future of our country, with the future of raising yet another generation.
Absolutely. This is a conversation that makes every mom say, Stay on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and Davis One Stop. This morning, we're talking about moms raising sons to be men. Rhonda Stoppe is the author of this incredible book. And Rhonda, during the break, we were talking about the idea of those women that may be single that are listening to this conversation. And I have said often that even when dad is in the home, sometimes it's very hard for mothers to watch dad really man up on a son to make him a man. So how do we help those moms that are going to be looking for a mentor, that's going to have an uncle or a grandfather there, that's going to really have to do the hard stuff to make that young man man up? How do we as moms get out of the way, so to speak?
Well, it's a conscious choice, honestly. I think if you seek out people of integrity to mentor your son, you have to then trust that they're going to do what they see needs to be done. Finding, you know, I talked about earlier about Ken, the man that my son worked for. He was so meticulous about things. I can remember my son coming home and some of the things that he would talk about, I would be like, oh, that's just too hard.
Uh-huh.
And yet I would have devastated my son had I stepped in and mama boy him, you know, don't talk to him that way or don't treat him like that.
But let me stop you right there, Rhonda. How did you prevent yourself? Because this is the story of so many moms, and I see it on baseball fields every summer. That do not talk to him. Do not scream at him like that. I don't talk to him like that. That's too much. How do we back up?
Well, I think this book is a great insight. Moms Raising Sons to Be Men gives just a lot of insights into the damage that we can do when we're trying to be helpful. Finding mentors that will remind us. You know, we invited people in our lives. Tell me when you see something.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I mentor a lot of couples now, and they have said, tell us if you see that we're doing something that's too harsh or that's too neglectful or, you know, whatever that thing is. Because a lot of times we ask people to help, but then when they do, we get offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't tell me. I know what I'm doing. And it's like, you know, we don't know what we're doing. That's why we asked for the mentor. So it's really a conscious choice. And for myself, you know, the word of God is what transformed me. And that is what a lot of these mentors taught me. Was as you become washed with the water of the word and you walk in truth, God gives you this discernment.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you this the mind of Christ, the wisdom that I know I don't have on my own for this ministry of motherhood that God's called me to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's called anyone, if you're a mother of a son or a daughter, God chose you to be the parent of that child, and he's the one that can give you strength, wisdom, and courage for the calling. But you have to prepare yourself. You have to seek it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a lot about moms of prodigals also. Again, seeking, there's a whole section, several places throughout the book of prodigals and how they came back to, and they came back stronger than ever. So encouragement to moms of prodigals.
And I want you to touch on that a little bit because that's where I was going next, the prodigals. There are so many moms right now that have those quote-unquote prodigal sons and just don't have any idea how to really deal with that and how tough that can be.
And it is devastating. And again, moms are the fear of what might become of my son. In Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, there's a section that talks about just different sons. Our youth pastor, his name's DT, he was a prodigal. And when he had been in my husband's youth group when he was young. And when we had come back to California, we'd lived in Austin, Texas for a season. When we came back to California, I had one opportunity to talk to DT, and he knew that I loved him and pulled him aside, and I just said, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? And spoke the words to him. And what I have found in watching how God works in moms who are praying for their prodigals to come home is he devises ways to bring that prodigal home. You know, the prodigal son in the Bible spent all of his money and squandered it, and his friends betrayed him. And we only see the father watching the horizon for the son to come back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see the father running and paying the son's bills and picking him up out of the slop when he's feeding the hogs. God let things happen to this young man that eventually drove him back to his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I could say to moms of prodigals, you know, praying for God to quickly devise ways to bring that prodigal son home and then not rescuing him from the mistakes or from the consequences, St. Augustine was a prodigal, and this book talks about his mother and what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Adoniram Judson, who was a famous missionary to India, son of a Puritan preacher, wish I could tell the story. It's an amazing story of how God devised a way to bring him back to him, to the Lord and to his family. And if you'll notice in history, a lot of times men that have been greatly used by God, it was after they had come back from a time of rebellion.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important to note, as we're talking about prodigals, and for people who may not know what that is, that those are those wayward young men and even women that that leave what they have been taught and what they know, and they go astray. Those are people doing things that you know that you didn't raise them to do. And I have got to go back to control again. That we trust that is too big for us, and we let that go, and we let the process happen. But more importantly, you said something critical, that we don't go out and try to fix it, because as moms, we are fixers.
Right. And I think I commented, I think it was on the break, that one of the sections in my book is entitled Control Freaks, Rage Freaks. And, you know, it's something that we think, if I can control his environment, I can keep him from living out the consequences of those bad choices, or I can keep him from making those bad choices. And I actually talk in Moms Raising Sons to Be Men about creating an environment in the home where they even have to make choices and feel those consequences. And it's not just allowing life to happen. This is the laboratory of learning while they're in your home. This is where you train them how to come back from their mistakes, or how to make choices. Moms are the makers of men and the architects of the next generation. That was a quote from John MacArthur. And I love that. We are the ones, if we don't invest in these boys, and we're not, that's how we invest in the next generation. That's how we pass the baton. Speaking to moms of single moms, Timothy in the Bible was mentored by Paul, the Apostle Paul. His mom and his grandmother were the ones that were in his life. And if you look at the context, it says it's likely that his mom had even passed away. I mean, his father had even passed away by the time that Paul came into his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, there's a single mom encouragement
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. And, you know, I think it's critically important for moms that are going through the challenges of raising a son. And whether you are a dual parent home or you're a single parent home, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men is a great tool, is what I looked at it as, Rhonda, a great tool that will give you ideas and things that maybe we as moms have never really thought of in terms of relating to our young men. Now, before we've got to let you go, Rhonda, and I know that it's early and we've gone over what we have agreed upon, but I want you to talk about what you hope that moms that will read this incredible tool, this incredible book, will take away from it.
Well, hope. I think that if moms, you know, by the time you're grabbing this book, you're either just had a brand new baby and you want to know, you know, that's when we're at the season where it's like, teach me, or we're in the middle of it and we're just kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
This book, again, is not a how-to book. This book will come alongside of you like a mentor and a friend, and it will help you become the mom you always hoped that you would be if you apply the principles of the book.
And that's critical. That's critical. If you apply the principles. And application is really key.
If you were to open this book, it's written in very easy language, very transparent, talking about other moms, talking about myself, my own stories. It's written in small sections within the chapter, because I know moms are busy, and they can't even sit down and read an entire chapter of a book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's written in bullet points and sub-points, so you can just kind of work your way through it. I meet a lot of women that say, oh, I'd love to read your book, but I'm not a reader. And again, I'm not a writer. I'm just teaching on paper. So open your book and get a cup of hot tea or coffee and just spend a few minutes with me every day and work your way through the book. Just a friend helping you with something that somebody helped me with.
Absolutely. Robin Stoppy, the book is absolutely incredible. It's called Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. Give us your website and how people can connect with getting this incredible book.
My website is www.rhondastoppy.com. That's RhondaStoppe.com. It's also available on Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
And if you contact me on my Facebook page, Rhonda Stoppie Live Deliberately, you can send me a message and I'd be happy to get back to you.
I love it. Rhonda Stoppie, thank you for spending the earliest and the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a time out, but we'll be back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyls Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyls Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyls Parish. For more information on Of Oyls, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyls.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to McDonald's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Pineville, also Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team are in Bunkie. The number to phone, 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. I also want to remind you about Sylvia's hosting her Spring Into Fitness Fight Against Childhood Obesity. It's going to be happening on April the 7th, and Cupid is going to be there, and they're inviting every single person in and around of Oils Parish to come out and participate. And yesterday, as we were talking about the big event, we got so much feedback, and one of the people that texted in was Nora Clayton at B&E Hair Salon, and she said, Darlene, that she would like to donate water for that event. So you know what? The more people that get on board and that become the change that we want to see, the more we're going to see our children reducing in size and eating better. But it takes a cumulative effort from every single person to get on board. So we're going to be reminding you as the date gets closer, April the 7th, make plans for it. It's going to be on a Sunday evening from 1 to 5 p.m. and it's going to be at the Bunkie Corn Festival grounds located at 208 Pershing Boulevard, right there in Bunkie. Getting back to the book, Rhonda Stoppie's book, it's just an incredible book. It is an incredible conversation, and I think that it's a timely conversation, moms raising sons to be men. And I know it's a conversation that every parent is having, probably with themselves. And it's just a great book that I call a tool that gives you ideas about how to start talking to your young man and understanding that he's no longer a baby, especially when they get into those tween years, 11, 12, and then on into those teenage years. And one of the things that I talked about at the top of the show, and Rhonda also talks about in the book, is helping your children to govern themselves. You know, we get the articles, we get all of the information about what is happening to our kids, but we have to help them to make better decisions. And a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about a conversation that Deuce and I and Dad were having about him inventing something. And so, as it were, we found this article, DC found this article on yesterday, and we thought we would share it with Deuce, and we wanted to share it with you all as well. And it goes back to making that impartation, speaking into our sons and our daughters' lives about who they are. And so as he was talking about inventing something, DC came across this article, and I just want to share the gist of the article with you because it's a pretty long article. Well, it's about a 14-year-old boy. His name is Tony Hansberry II. And he is at a magnet middle school. And that middle school is geared toward specific careers. And Tony Hansberry wants to be a doctor. And so part of the curriculum and part of what they do is they're in Florida, and there is a center where they have that the kids can go to, and even doctors to do surgeries. But they're surgeries that are just on dummies. And so Tony had a project to do for his school. And so what he did was so incredible. It's a project that basically where you use laparoscopic instruments. And what he did, he used these instruments in hysterectomy repair because, again, he wants to be a doctor. And at the time, Hansberry was at a high school. He's a freshman at Darnell Cookman Middle High School. And the school is the medical arts. And so he goes to this class of simulation. But before he goes, he creates this project. And he creates something called an endostitch. And it is a stitch that makes closing up a hysterectomy simple, faster, and less complicated. And so last night, after DC had brought the article to my attention, we sat and we read the article about Tony Hansberry. He's an African-American young boy, and he is doing amazing things at 14 years old. He has devised what they call a vertical way to apply the endostitch, completing the stitching in a third of the time of traditional surgery. And as we were reading the article, we were saying, well, how is this kid 14 years old at the time in junior high school or in high school, a freshman, how is he able to do this? Well, as we read further, he's in a school that is like performing arts, but it's for medical arts. And so he took his imagination and he took his talents and his gift, and he has created something that doctors couldn't even think of. The point of the matter is this, is that when we start making that impartation into our kids about their gifts and their talents and who they are and who they can be, and we start to help them to understand that there are no limitations, that you can be and do anything that you conceive, and we open up the avenues, we open up the doors for those kids' possibility. And when we read the article, we were just so moved, because just a few weeks ago we had talked about inventing something and understanding inventions and how they work and is it possible. And then we found another article that talked about a 17-year-old who had become a multimillionaire, that he had created what they call a Sumly app for telephones. And Yahoo ended up getting the app from this 17-year-old kid. And so sky is the limit when it comes to helping our kids to become who God has called them to be. But it starts with the right tools. It starts with not losing them when they become young men. It starts with us understanding how to communicate with them. It comes with understanding how they think. And oftentimes, ladies, we need that male mentor to help us, because we can take them but so far, and then we need a little bit of help so that we can help them to be the men that God is calling them to be. We can help them to excavate the gifts and the talents that lie within. You know what? It has been an incredible, incredible time, and we are out of time. But we want to thank you so much. And I want to remind you that if you want to connect with Rhonda Stoppy, you can also go to our website, Upcoming Guests. She's listed right there. You can click. You can go to www.onpointcxmas.com, and it'll take you directly to her website. And you can get the book, and I guarantee it'll add some things that maybe you hadn't even thought of. But again, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been